Now let's visit with Tricia Menke, the Events and Outreach Coordinator at the Illinois Railway Museum. Thanks for joining us, Tricia. How are you? You're on WGN.
Hi, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Our Best of the Midwest is where we like to tell people about fun things to do throughout Chicagoland, throughout the Midwest. You're with the Illinois Railway Museum. We hear a lot about that in some of the commercials here. What's the Illinois Railway Museum?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people might be surprised to learn that the Illinois Railway Museum is actually the nation's largest railroad museum. You know, we're located just west of the city in McHenry County in the small town of Union. And out there at the Illinois Railway Museum, our goal is really to educate the public about railroad and railway history. And when people come out, they can really expect to see a whole bunch of trains. We have over 500 pieces in our collection,
wow,
including steam and diesel locomotives, electric interurban cars and street cars, also a ton of passenger and freight cars. So it's a really exciting place to be. It's also a lot of fun, too, because we're a museum in motion, meaning we operate a lot of the artifacts in our collection. People can actually ride the trains every day at the museum on our 5-mile main line and our 1-mile streetcar loop. So you can ride all sorts of trains, from electric trains to steam and diesel, all throughout the year.
How are you all supported? This sounds crazy expensive.
It certainly is. We are a nonprofit organization. We receive very little government funding, so it's primarily donations and, of course, ticket sales, but primarily funded by donations from those who care about the museum and about railroad history.
I mean this in a good way, but I'm just imagining, like, the perfect outing for a grandpa and the grandkid.
Oh, absolutely. My 4-year-old really enjoys attending the museum and loves bringing out his grandpa as well. They have a shared love of trains. So it's definitely a place where you see a lot of families, from the youngest little ones to grandparents. And we really attract, you know, kind of everybody. There's something for everyone, whether you're a really big diehard rail fan who wants to know all the nuts and bolts and mechanics of the trains, to the little ones who just want to come and see Thomas and Percy when they come out each year.
Yeah, we talk about that. I mean, are they always there? Is that just a feature you bring out once in a while?
That happens once a year. So every year in July, we do our annual Day Out with Thomas event, where both Thomas and Percy come out. It's the, well, now actually the second largest event the museum does after our Happy Holiday Railway. And it's one that people have been enjoying for about 20 years now as they come out. And yet all of the little kids who just are so used to seeing Thomas on their TVs or playing with their toy trains, and they actually get to see a life-size Thomas and Percy, and they just adore it.
Yeah, and kind of lose their minds, too. I would imagine they must think, mm-hmm, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm actually seeing this.
Exactly. It's a ton of fun.
So then you've also got the bunny trolley hop, which I guess now that we're itching to get out and the weather's a little bit better, tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. So our bunny trolley hop is coming up. The first weekend for it is next weekend, Saturday, April 12th, and Sunday, April 13th, and then again on Saturday, April 19th. It's an annual spring event we do. It's really the kickoff to the museum's open season. And it's another great one for families, especially those with young children who still like to meet the Easter bunny and go on an egg hunt. So the bunny trolley hop is one where we see all sorts of families come out. They do get to meet the Easter bunny aboard his carrot coach. We also do an egg hunt. We have some animals at a petting zoo. And, of course, all the usual offerings from the museum with our regular train rides and our model railroad display as well. So
yeah,
that's one we're really looking forward to.
Obviously, the trains we've been talking about are life-size actual trains that go on big train tracks, but you do have a model railway set up too?
We do. We have a hobby shop that is really just filled to the gills with model railroad displays, as well as some items that are on that are for sale as well. So if you're looking to add to your own model railroad collection at home, you can also take home some pieces with you and work on your own model railroad.
Do you all serve food out there?
We sure do. We have our own diner, so selling things like hot dogs and chicken nuggets, all those sorts of things that kiddos love. So it's always nice to have a chance to grab a snack when you're out at the museum, because you can really be there all day long.
No Easter brunch, though, huh?
No Easter brunch this year, but I might have to add it to my notes for the future.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, the bunny trolley hop would fit in with that. So do I just show up and buy tickets and wander the grounds? Are there organized tours? How do you do it?
Sure, you can get tickets online. So tickets are $20 each. Children under two are free. They are for sale on our website right now, which is www.irm.org. I do recommend buying tickets in advance because we do have timed entry to go see the bunny to make sure that everybody has plenty of time to visit the Easter Bunny. You can also buy a ticket on the day of, too, if you're just not sure until the day of. And then you're able to just wander the grounds. Like I said, there's a timed entry for the bunny, but otherwise you can really wander about, check out all of our display barns with all of our trains, go on a streetcar ride and look for the bunny's missing treasure, a little bit of a scavenger hunt that we have along the streetcar loop. Mm. We also have an Easter egg hunt and a petting zoo. So it's a really fun way to kick off our season.
It sounds like so much fun. IRM.org is in Illinois Railway Museum. One last thing then, any other events? That's Easter. What else is on the calendar we can plan for?
Yes, be sure to go to the website so you can see our full calendar events. I really feel like we have something going on every single weekend this summer. But some of our biggest events to look forward to as we go throughout the year, of course, there's that Day Out with Thomas event that I mentioned in July. Our Vintage Transport Extravaganza, which is a little bit more geared towards adults, is in August. We also have a pumpkin train in October, and then we always end the year with our Happy Holiday Railway. But I do want to mention that we've got a couple of new events that we're debuting this year. We have two concerts called Trains and Tunes that will be premiering this year, one in June and the other over Labor Day weekend. And then for our adult guests, we also will have a beer fest called Hops Aboard this coming September.
Not bad. So listeners throughout the Midwest to WGN Radio, maybe they don't know where you are exactly. Just pinpoint it on the map for folks.
Yes. So you got to look a little bit west on your map. Go out to McHenry County, the small town of Union, right there next to Marengo, is where we're located.
Okay. Is there a train stop there? Do I take public transportation or am I in my car to get there?
Oh, I would love for you to be able to take public transportation. Maybe one day we're not quite ready for it yet. So definitely take your car out. You can certainly spend all day out at the museum. And then, of course, have lunch at the diner and really just spend a fun day with the family exploring the museum.
America needs to embrace rail and get better at it, don't you think?
Yeah. Could you imagine we could just take the train from the city out to the museum? Let's add some more.
Take the bullet train. We'd be there in, 10 minutes or something like that.
Exactly.
In the meantime, let's take stock of what they got at the Illinois Railway Museum, IRM.org. That's our best of the Midwest. Tricia Menke, Events and Outreach Coordinator. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Thanks so much.